Damned Gorillaz on Audio Boom.
So last week, one of the things we said we would do was keep a dream log. You were in my dream.
Oh God.
I lived in a house next door to a shop that your parents owned.
My parents owned?
Yeah, either an estate agent or a solicitor's. I was trying to find something to do and I saw you and was like, do you want to come over and do podcast stuff? Your dad said that you were a bit busy at the moment because he had to send a fax in the morning.
You call that news? Children warned bizarre US snorting Smarties craze could leave them with maggots in their noses. Flies are attracted to the sugar rotting on the inside of the nasal passage and swoop in to lay their eggs.
The shopping forecast, Asda, Sainsbury's and Tesco. There's no point even. It's like a massacre among the fruits.
I remember my father saying, "You better play that instrument right, boy, or I hit you." And he did. I used to match the rhythm of my drums to the rhythm of his fists.
For more, check out soundgorillas.co.uk. This podcast contains strong language and adult themes that are not necessarily dealt with in an adult way. If you're easily offended, maybe you should go and find some cat gifts instead.
Please don't do that.
Perfect. What is this?
Johnny, you got vagina blindness.
Okay.
Let's get on with it.
Yeah. Shall we do a podcast?
Yes, please.
It's probably like 1 week you go, no. And then we just stop the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll be what the last ever episode is.
Yeah.
Let's do a podcast. No. And then just 45 minutes of silence.
Yeah. Or it's just me going, Zoe. Zoe.
Not
and
here.
Then like, and then afterwards, you don't say anything right till the end, and you're like, what? And then it finishes. Shall we do a podcast?
No.
Okay.
That's an awful way to start.
Hello, welcome to the Prick Up Your Ears podcast. My name's Johnny Robinson.
And I'm Zoe Fell.
And, well, that was a recording of Zoe Fell. She's not here because we're having a week off this week.
I liked the Sunday sport.
So a lot of this stuff, actually all of this stuff this week, is things that we've said before and haven't put in the podcast because it was too long or didn't have enough space in the podcast or whatever.
Yep.
So yeah, a lot of it is just us having conversations this week. So hope you enjoy it. It's the bits that we've not really talked about on air, or maybe we just said like a little bit.
Yeah,
I say on air, sorry, what am I on air for anyway? Yeah, just like maybe mentioned little bits this week. Just so you know, we have got the Tripton Fell,
yes,
name that we mentioned in last week's podcast. Hope you enjoy it. Let's crack on with it then, shall we?
Hey, by the way, do you mind if I just take my slippers off? Because it was a pedo cat singing, "Biker, biker, biker, grove." I think they were doing kind of a schools tour.
I don't think I'd like to be eaten by a penis.
This is the news. This is the news.
Johnny.
Hello.
How are you doing for money?
I could do with more.
Well, think before you flush, because your shit could be earning you money.
Oh, wow.
A Massachusetts-based company, Open Biome, which banks and sells frozen fecal samples, is offering up to $13,000 a year for contributions from healthy, clean-living individuals. How do you reckon?
I think I'm not clean enough, or I'm not healthy enough, actually.
Okay, so potential donors are asked to complete a questionnaire about disease risk. Our donors tend to be highly educated students or young professionals with an average age of 26, says Zane Kassam, Open Biome's chief medical officer. They tend to be athletic and health conscious, and I encourage a healthy, well-balanced diet with a lot of fibre.
I'd say with the amount of excess weight with me, I would say that the athletic part of it may not necessarily count for me.
But basically, they're suggesting that fecal transplants can actually pass on personality traits.
Okay.
So, I was wondering if you could buy the shit of anyone and have it transplanted into you, who would you pick?
Wait, so what you're saying is that if I could have a shit transplant...
From a celebrity or a well-known person, who would it be?
I don't know, because the celebrities I'm thinking of are all dead. And,
Well, we can pretend that they can somehow get these fecal transplants done.
Should I go through some and explain why?
Oh, yeah. That's
okay.
Fine.
First off, Kenny Everett is dead because of AIDS. That would... I guess
I don't think he'd pass the questionnaire, unfortunately.
Wow. John Candy again, but then again he was fat and I'm fat, so ta-da. Robin Williams again had severe depression.
Sad.
Yeah, I apparently already look like Nick Frost, or my mannerisms are similar. I know I'm a big Chris Moyles fan, but I don't think I'd like to be like him.
Right, okay. What about Chris Morris?
Oh yeah, Chris Morris. I'd like to be able to, like, do, like, interviews like he does. Like, actually go onto the street and do, like, a vox pop.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose so, yeah. What about you?
Probably... The thing is, I had an answer all ready to go in my head, and then I've realised how utterly creepy this question is.
Okay.
This isn't a normal thing to ask someone, is it?
Not necessarily, no.
Like, this is a genuinely really creepy, fucked up thing to ask.
We've asked each other in the past of what animal would you fuck?
That's so... very true. At least these are humans. Oh, wait, no, I was going to say flipper. No, I wasn't.
Well, you'd have personality traits of flipper.
I can't do dolphin impressions. The person I was going to say was Tom Hiddleston, because he is charming, funny, talented, and he is a very good person when it comes to charity and thinking of others.
Would you not say that you have elements of that in the first place?
I would hope so. But I think if they could be boosted by a transplant, then yay. Let's never discuss this again, please.
I'll be pleased with that. That was shit. Yeah! Shall I go on to my one?
Yes, please.
Okay, so I've got one about names.
Mm-hmm. Something we can all relate to. We all have them.
We've all got names. However, we've talked about stuff like stupid names before on the podcast and even on the radio show as well. But this isn't the first time it happened. And we're not talking about, like, 10 or 20 years ago. We're talking, like, 100 years ago. According to Metro, people often scoff at the ridiculous names parents give to their children in these days. In fact, a few years ago, the first wave of little girls called Khaleesi, I think that is.
Khaleesi, yeah.
Are expected to start school. If you think permanently scarring your children with a stupid name is a modern phenomenon, then try telling that to a baby born in 1870 that was named One Too Many.
Oh, that's awful.
So yeah, so apparently parents of yesteryear were perfectly able at destroying their children's lives before they'd even started. And London-based genealogy firm Fraser & Fraser, which I've heard on one of those TV programmes that's on like BBC One in the morning, Air Hunters, that's it, have found 10 of the best or worst names. So one of the names is somebody called Friendless.
Oh.
So Friendless Baxter was born in 1871 in Leeds. Presumably his parents thought that he would be a bit of an introvert.
That's really sad.
Faith Hope Charity.
That's nice.
Yeah. Faith Hope Charity Brown was born in 1892 in Gillingham. Then number three is Leicester Railway.
How's that spelled? Is that spelled Leicester like Leicester or Leicester as in...
Leicester.
Right, okay.
As in Leicester Rail... His name was Leicester Railway Cope, born in a carriage at Leicester Railway Station in 1863.
No shit, Sherlock.
Yeah. Time of was the first name. A second name was Day.
Oh.
So Time of Day was born in Kent in 1899. One Too Many Goldston was born in Walthamstow in London in 1870.
I'm interested to know if that child is named because they have a lot of siblings or if they were conceived after One Too Many.
Well, it says maybe he was the last of 13 children. Windsor, which is not too bad, but it's a bit funny when your second name is Castle.
What's wrong with people?
So Windsor Castle was born in Nottingham in 1876. Her father was a bricklayer and had no relation to royalty.
Oh, okay.
Zebra Lines was born in Southampton in 1875.
Did you say Lines or Limes?
Lines, as in like a line.
Right, okay.
But it's spelled L-Y-N-E-S.
Okay.
There is no record of her being born in a zoo. So check this out for a name. Anne Bertha, Cecilia, Diana, Emily, Fanny, Gertrude, Hypatia, Lug, Jane, Kate, Louisa, Maud, Nora, Ophelia, Quince, Rebecca, Starkey, Teresa, Ulysses, Venus, Winifred, Xenophen, Yeti, Zeus, Pepper. She was born in 1882 in West Derby.
Was that every letter of the alphabet?
Which is now Liverpool.
Or most letters of the alphabet there.
Yes. Yes, it is. Pepper was her last name.
Okay.
It just reminded me of, you know, in Ted...
Yes.
When he reels off all of the names, it just reminded me of that. That was number 8, by the way. Number nine is, that's it, who'd have thought it, was born in Strood in Kent in 1886. And number 10 is Mineral. Can you guess what her last name is?
Water.
Mineral Waters was born in 1892 in Rochford.
I kind of like that the people back then had a clearly had a sense of humour, but I would have been so pissed. Like, Fell is a bad enough surname as it is. I like my surname, but it is unfortunate in that it is an action. It is a doing word.
Yeah, the only way they could have made it worse for you is they called your name Tripton. But to be fair, that kind of sounds like a boy name, Tripton.
Yeah.
So Tripton Fell was born.
I might put that on my potential names for my son.
Yeah. Is it because it doesn't actually sound too bad?
Tripton is a kind of all right name.
Yeah.
Like, genuinely, Tripton is okay.
Maybe I've just invented a new name now and people are going to be calling their children Tripton something or other.
I quite like Tripton. Like, genuinely. I'm going to have to see if there's a... There is a baby named Tripton. How are you spelling it?
T-R-I-P, I suppose.
I'm spelling it T-R-I-P. Oh my God. The name is a name.
How is it spelled?
T-R-I-P-T-O-N.
Yeah, that's what I thought, yeah.
It's not massively popular.
It sounds like it could be, though.
In 2012, it was 484th in the rank of popularity.
I suppose the problem you'd have at the moment is with that name is that people would think you said Tristan.
But I like the name Tristan.
Would he not get the piss to carve him, though, if like you had it and it's like, this is my son, Tripton Fell?
He would hate me forever. Nicknames for Tipton. Tip, Tippy and Tipper.
Is that section done?
That is, yes.
That's in the bank now.
Don't put it in the wank bank because that's the wrong bank to put it in. This bit's fast. It's coming at you through your skin.
It's when we get our massive car cow, bringing you the facts and stats and telling you the things about romance, food, stalkers and all about the vagina, Leaning Towers, France and the Great Wall of China, M&M's, fizzy drinks and products by Ferrero, Watcher, Kinder, Regla, Tele Bueno and Raffaello, illnesses and parasites, stupid urban legends, animal deaths, big breasts, there's too much to mention.
It's coming at you through your speakers. It's coming at you through your headphones. You can't get enough of this cock. Running away.
The word avocado comes from the Aztec Ahuacacuahatl, which translates to testicle tree. There you go.
Yes.
Ahuacacuahatl. I think I pronounced that right.
Have you just been, like, checking out all of the words, or maybe go on Wikipedia and seeing where it says?
I've been trying not to fuck up so much this week.
Did you have anything else on yours that you wanted to...
No, I just liked the term testicle tree.
Yes.
That was all. It does paint some horrific pictures, but, you know.
It reminds me of The Pulch.
The what?
The Pulch. There's a David Firth animation called The Pulch.
Right.
It's 16 seconds in, and for anyone else who wants to have a look, also look for The Pulch on YouTube. and then look 16 seconds in and you'll see what I mean. Later on, it kind of like gets a bit saggy and dies.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah.
Well, that's delightful. Thank you for sharing that, Johnny.
Yeah, there you go. It's illegal to eat oranges while bathing in California. I have never bathed in California before, but I'm sure it must be nice.
I have been to California.
Yeah.
7 years ago. I do not remember eating an orange whilst bathing, though.
Well, don't, because you get arrested.
Is it a serious jail term that you're looking at?
I'll do a Google search. Who's going? Oh, I couldn't find what the jail term is for that, but there you go.
That's fine, don't worry about it. What is the thing you are most likely to get arrested for, do you reckon?
What, me?
Yeah.
I don't know, I don't think I do anything illegal. And if I did, I probably wouldn't say it on a podcast.
That's probably a good thing to do.
What about you? What do you think you'd get arrested?
Mine is probably for doing something accidental.
Yeah.
Like, I share so much of my information online that someone is probably posing as a fake me somewhere.
I think the only thing I could probably get arrested for is doing something that's not illegal, to the point where it's endangering the lives of others.
Right.
Like, eating too much sweets.
Shall I do my fact cock to get us out of this sticky situation?
Yes.
The game Twister came out in 1966, and the game makers were accused of selling sex in a box. It was also supposed to be called Pretzel.
Okay.
I can only assume it was meant to be called Pretzel, because in the shopping centre where I work, we've got a... they opened up a new stand called Mr. Pretzel, where they do, like, handmade pretzels. And obviously they have to, like, twist the dough over itself so it makes the pretzel shape. I wear skirts too often to be able to play Twister too much. And Twister is not a game you can play in a skirt or a dress.
No, I will take your word for that. I've not tried it like that.
I'm not quite sure why it's called... Why they were accused of selling sex in a box, though.
I suppose, like, a lot of people could use it for feeling other people up.
Fair enough. Oh, left hand boob. Right hand vagina.
You're talking about vaginas.
I'm sorry, didn't mean to.
Yeah, if you've got your left hand on the vagina and the right hand on the boob, then where do you put the foot?
Well, move on.
Humans use a total of 72 different muscles in speech.
Just in general speech or when they're making a speech?
In general talking. I did actually wonder what would happen if you took some of those muscles away. Maybe you just might sound a little bit different or something, like...
It's weird, because when you speak, you also move other things, don't you? So, like, a lot of people gesticulate with their hands and you'll look in different places. So does that count as those muscles as well, or...?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. It didn't say that. It just said 72 different muscles in speech. But, yeah, it could be even more if you don't count the
gesticulations.
Yeah, also, yeah, I suppose, like, with your neck, because, like, as I'm talking now, I'm kind of moving my head a little bit.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's a radio thing.
It would be very weird to stand totally still when you're talking.
Yeah, I'm trying it now
with no movement at all.
I'm trying it now.
It's very weird.
It doesn't feel right.
Two of the names of Santa's reindeer derive from the German words for thunder and lightning, which are Donder and Blitzen.
Oh, is Donder supposed to be thunder then?
Yes.
Kind of sounds a bit like Yalmarish.
That, did we ever find out if that translated to something in Dutch?
What?
Like, you know how Zoe is life in Greek?
Yeah.
Do you think Yalmar translates to something in another language?
I think it translates as prince.
That's a pretty good...
Yeah, something to do with royalty. Like, I know, like, there was a girl who I went on a date with and took me on the date to Primark.
Brilliant.
And her name was called Marinka, which apparently is to do with the sea.
Marinka?
Yeah, and she was Dutch as well. And I think Yalmus was prince.
Cool. What does Jonathan...
Oh, I don't know.
...translate to?
I know what Jonathan means in general.
Right.
It's supposed to be like, I think it was God's gift or gift of God. Or something like that. I literally am God's gift.
Rather than prick up your ears, this could have been God's gift and life.
Yeah.
Or life and God's gift.
Yeah. Why, what was your one?
Life.
Oh, okay, well, there you go. It's maybe that's like a name for something else that maybe we could produce.
Is that our crime-fighting super duo?
What, Life and God's Gift?
Yeah. I was about to say they only specialise in religious crimes, but then realised that could get quite offensive very quickly.
I suppose that could be used as like a selling point. Because it's controversial, then we'll get lots of attention for it.
To be fair, I think we're controversial as it is.
We could make a film, and that's what it would be called. And we can base it all around that.
Okay. Well, maybe that's a new project for 2015.
Yes, definitely. No.
That won't be happening, by the way. That won't happen.
No. Okay, so I just looked up on my name, and it says on behindthename.com.
Brilliant.
And gender, masculine. Although I've always kind of felt that Jonathan necessarily said in the wrong way.
Well, Johnny could be said as like Joni, which is, you know, Joni Mitchell.
Yeah, or the J spelt with it said like a yeah.
Yoni.
Yeah. Yoni sounds all right. Yoni. But Yoni kind of sounds like slang word for a vagina.
I think it might actually be.
Yeah. Let's move on. It says meaning in history. From the Hebrew name, and I can't even read it, but it says Yohanan, contracted to Yonatan, meaning Yahweh has given. According to the Old Testament, Jonathan was the eldest son of Saul, a friend of David. He was killed in battle with the Philistines. As an English name, Jonathan did not become common until the Protestant Reformation.
Well, I think we've all learnt a lot.
Yeah, but it still didn't say what it's meant. Well, it wasn't technically gift, though. Yahweh has given. Oh, Jehovah. There you go. That makes sense.
There we go.
Yeah, because my mum's family was Jehovah Witnesses.
There we are.
Yeah, and I don't like it. But also my dad was called John, and the rule is that you call your child after the dad or something. Some boring thing like that. Whose go is it now?
It's yours.
Okay. Hey, Zoe.
Hello, Johnny.
The word Roche, or Rocha, or whatever I say it, comes from the French word meaning rock.
What does the Ferrero bit mean?
Ferrero is the name of the family that make it.
Oh, okay. So is it because it's meant to look like a rock or something?
Yeah, kind of. It looks... It's a rock of chocolate, really, but it's... kind of not a rock of chocolate. And actually, like on the remembrance of that, actually, what I read earlier on, going back to Nutella a little bit, apparently Nutella used to be a block, like it was literally a slicing thing. And the idea is it was supposed to replace chocolate when things got difficult in the war.
Do you think that will happen again then? Because we're going into the little chocolate recession.
Possibly. I mean, like, they could do it. It was called Gianduja or Diandua. Gianduja.
Right, hang on. How does one spell that?
G-I-A-N.
Yeah.
D-U-J-A. Which kind of, I think it just translates to hazelnut paste.
Okay.
And that's how it was all beforehand. And then
I could get on board with that.
A slice of chocolate that you can put on a sandwich doesn't actually sound too bad.
Or at least put it on like a cracker or something.
Yeah, I mean that would probably sound quite well nowadays.
Or a biscuit, just a general biscuit.
Yeah. See, now I'm coming out with the other Nutella facts that I know, which was that Nutella was named after nut, which is obviously hazelnut, and teller, which is Italian for sweet or something.
So like sweet nut.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. So
I might try and force that as a pet name on my next boyfriend. Nutella.
Yeah. It does kind of sound like a girl's name a little bit. Like Danella or Fenella.
Yeah.
Or
Ella.
Yeah, so apparently it's a rock. And I suppose if you open up a Ferrero Rocher, it kind of looks like a rock.
Yeah, like you kind of do like a little excavation on it.
Yeah, I suppose. I know. What else do I do it with? Prawn sticks or crab sticks, whatever it is. And you kind of unwrap it from its individual thing. Not necessarily the golden bit, but the rest of it.
Okay.
Like from the inside, so you take off the shell and then you eat around it till you get to the nut bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like a peanut, I guess. The chocolate raisin when you eat the outside of the chocolate first.
Okay.
You'll go.
Norwegians pay half tax in November, so everyone has more money for Christmas. Genius idea. Let's bring it over here.
I think that will be cool.
I'm worried I spent too much money on Christmas.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've only really got my mum and dad to buy for, and they're like, oh, don't get us a lot. We don't really want anything. But you can't not... I can't not get them anything.
Have you got them nice things and you don't have to say, just in fear of them listening?
Yeah, like I've tried to go like slightly outside the box and kind of go for something a bit different, as well as the things they actually want, but I know they're going to go, oh, you shouldn't have, oh, you wasted your money, blah, blah, blah.
I always struggle with presents. Do you know what the last one that I got was?
No.
It was Avery's birthday and I got her a Mr. Frosty.
That's quite a good like retro present though.
Because we'd spoken about it before and like, because I'm a bit geeky and I watch old adverts with Avery. And like,
sounds like a barrel of last around your place, mate.
Yeah, we'll watch the old adverts and then be like, oh, I haven't seen that in ages. Or do they even still make Mr. Frosties? And then went to Hawkins Bazaar and they had Mr. Frosties there.
There, you know, that's the thing, you know, I think it needs to be something that they're going to appreciate.
Yeah.
If it's a bit quirky.
Yeah.
I've kind of tried to do that with at least one of my mum's presents this year.
I used to like sweets quite a lot, and now I've kind of got bored of them because, well, retro sweets.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've kind of got bored of them because I like them. Everyone's gone, oh, just get him some retro sweets. It's quite easy to buy for Christmas.
Yeah.
And then, like, I've gone, yeah, more retro sweets. I'll put them on the pile.
Yeah.
And then, like, it comes to being December the 1st a year later, and I've still got the box of sweets that my mum gave me last year.
Oh, my goodness.
The box of lollies.
Are you expecting another one this year?
I specifically asked on Facebook, not generally to my mum, but in general, to people to not get me sweets. Have you ever had any really bad presents?
I don't think so. Like, I'm getting to an age now where a lot of my presents are quite practical.
Yeah.
And I will be more than grateful for that, because any, like, little bits and bobs, I'll get myself, like, through the year.
Yeah.
So I'll get, like, pairs of tights, or I'll get, like, baking sets. Or last year, I got obsessed with, you know, sugar, like, old-fashioned, like, glass sugar bowls.
Yeah.
That's got, like, a pair of tongs in the lid.
Yeah.
I got obsessed with one of these, because me and my mum and my dad went to, like, a tea shop, and I got obsessed with it. And then I was given one for Christmas by my parents, and I was like, well, that's brilliant. I mean, I have absolutely no use to use it at the moment.
Yeah.
But when I eventually have my own house, I've got a really cool sugar bowl.
Whose go is it now?
It's your turn. Hit me with another Ferrero fact.
The hazelnut, found inside the heart of a Ferrero Rocher, is specifically chosen for its size to ensure the best possible flavour. Because the ambassador will be eating it.
What a load of bullshit. No, it's chosen for its size because it'll be the cheapest they could make to get the biggest profit margin on it. Bar humbug.
They wouldn't be putting little nuts in it, in a big package.
Oh.
Yeah, that's completely painted the wrong thing in my head now.
No, that's fine. We can talk about little nuts in a big package. That's fine.
Okay. Anyway, so what you're saying is that they want to get a little nut in the big package and then fill the rest up with delicious Nutella.
Yeah, with the cheaper ingredients.
Yeah.
It's the only way to do business.
Is it better to have bigger nuts in a small package or a...
I think they all need to be in proportion.
Okay.
You can't have massive nuts and a small package.
It'd be a tight squeeze.
Equally, I think small nuts and a massive package would also be weird.
Yeah.
So I think they need to be in proportion.
So
I feel very uncomfortable now.
Yeah, yeah. A bizarre product called Teddy Love is a remake of a stuffed bear that comes with its nose and tongue that vibrates at 10 different speeds.
Ugh.
Yeah, if you found a boyfriend and went to his house...
Sorry. If. Thanks, mate. Thank you so much.
Okay, when you find a boyfriend... Well, no, I'm saying if, because if you saw this, right? If you got a boyfriend and saw this in his house, what would you think?
Well, I'd wonder why he had it, because I get the impression that it's for women.
Well, it could be. Or, well, I don't know, actually.
Well,
yeah.
No, I imagine it would be for women.
Would you find it weird, though, if he had it, though, still?
Yes.
Or maybe if he was going to say, would you like to play with it?
I would say, yes, dear, you get it ready, and then I'd run away and never see him again. Even I wouldn't buy one of those. I just, no.
Also, I'd have thought that even if, you know, if it's a teddy, then it's going to be made of fur.
Oh, you don't want to get that wet.
That'd be...
Wet dog smells bad enough.
That's put a whole load of questions in my head, which I will not ask.
Thanks very much.
No, that's another one that I will not ask as well.
I mean, you can ask them. I may well say no comment.
One of the tidier questions was, do your teddies smell of wet dog?
No.
Then I'm not... No. No, it doesn't matter. I'm going to move on from that bit. Is there anything that you want to put on the end of that?
Yeah, not myself is the answer.
Yeah! That's Fat Cock Cocktail. Zoe and I like some sausage fest.
Yes. I don't even like my testicles.
Sorry, I'm feeling a bit weird now.
Was there something in the chocolate?
Yeah, probably. It was like some sort of rupees. Not rupees, what am I talking about? That's the...
Rupees are a type of currency.
Yeah, no, the other stuff that's like that.
Raisins?
The ones that they give them on that film about hangovers. The Hangover.
I've not seen The Hangover.
Alright, let's just forget about it then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pop culture references with Johnny and Zoe.
Woo! I don't think I'd like to be eaten by a pig.
If you could be eaten by any animal, what animal would you choose?
Could you not live in a whale, like, as regular for a bit?
No. I don't think that would work. It's not like in Pinocchio, where he blows him out his blowhole.
Blowhole is one of those words as well.
Blowhole.
Blowhole. Blowhole.
It's quite nice to say, though.
Blowhole.
Blowhole.
I think anything that has, like, something hole on the...
Asshole.
Yeah. Oh, that's reminded me.
Oh, God.
I thought of a new feature.
Oh, no.
That I want to put in, which we can put in now, if we want to. Which
is it called Through the Asshole, where you have to guess what celebrity's asshole you are?
What, by guessing what they've eaten?
Yeah.
Or what underpants they're wearing?
That's kind of a brilliant game.
No,
I think that's good.
We can do that one for next week.
Series 3. We'll keep it for series 3. It's fine. Oh, can I ask a very quick unrelated question to anything we've discussed on the podcast so far?
Okay.
Why is there a point in last week's podcast where it sounds like I'm unzipping my flies?
I didn't deliberately put it in. Basically, what happened was that I was opening my bag of Sharpies.
I thought it was me taking my jacket off. But it was in a point where everyone had paused. And I was like, what? It sounds like I've unzipped my jeans.
I kept saying, because the thing is, I heard it and I was like, oh, that's a good sound effect. And I thought, maybe I should just leave it in to see if, mate, I don't know, if I get some sort of reaction from it. Yeah, I don't know why I did it.
Okay. I was just really confused, that was all.
It was my Sharpie's pencil case.
Right, okay. After that brief zippy interlude, do you want to do your next fact?
Zippy, ha ha ha. That wasn't a good impression.
It wasn't.
Just as good as my seal impression.
Great, I've just got an itchy eye, but that... I can still talk, it's fine.
Unless it, like, makes a noise of...
It shouldn't do, because my eye is not that near the microphone.
I do this trick to my mum. She didn't like it. When I blink and I make the noise in my mouth...
Oh, please don't do that. No, stop it.
So I've got really, really noisy eyes.
What's wrong with you? I'm just going to take my cardigan off because I've got so wound up I'm really hot. Oh god, everybody wants to be a gash.
Okay, so this one's from the Mirror, and it says, has a mischievous architect pulled off the ultimate prank? The hometown of John Candy and Jim Carrey has produced more comedy gold with this health centre built in the shape of a spread-eagled naked man. Newmarket Health Centre in Ontario.
What?
Ontario.
Are you sure Ontario is a real place?
Ontario would make sense, wouldn't it?
Ontario. Right. I don't
maybe
think
Ontario. Maybe they have.
Hang on.
Maybe they have typoed it.
Have they done a typo? Did you mean Ontario, Canada? Probably yes.
Okay, so they've done a typo.
To be fair, R is next to T.
Newmarket Health Centre in Ontario.
Ontario!
Ontario in Canada even comes complete with what appears to be a pink penis. And to make things worse, the centre includes an STD clinic as part of the facilities.
Why does that make it worse?
I don't think it does. That sounds like a standard hospital thing. What would be fun, though, is if the STD clinic was based in the penis area.
Yes, obviously.
But it's not.
Oh.
Area photographs reveal that the spread-eagled man with arms and legs branching out of the centre of the hub. At the top is a block resembling a head, and nestling in the groin area is a pink extension. So there you go.
I love a pink extension, me.
Is that what you're attracted to by a man, their pink extension?
No, normally it's their personality first.
Okay, yeah. On the list, how high is the pink area extension?
So you're asking me where on my list of things I like in a man penis rates.
Yeah.
I think everything else has to come first, if you like, if you don't like.
Yeah.
So, you know, personality, sense of humour, style, good hair, facial hair, height, penis, I think maybe goes there-ish.
Yeah.
But it's probably not my top five.
Like, more like bottom five. Like, what would you put underneath?
What is less important than penis?
Yeah. Shape of mouth?
Where are you getting all these weird things from?
I don't know, I'm just thinking it up. Shoe colour.
Like, you're getting really specific.
Okay.
Were you about to say shoe size?
Shoe colour.
Oh, shoe colour doesn't matter.
Okay.
God, I thought I was picky, but maybe I'm not.
No, that's what I mean. Does shoe colour come under penis?
I guess so, yeah.
What, pink extension? Yeah, okay.
Going back to what you were saying about how they should have the STD clinic in the pink area.
Okay.
The only thing better than the STD clinic would be the Children's Health Centre.
Yes. Or the maternity ward.
Well, it's just a health centre, isn't it? So it's probably not a fully blown hospital.
Well, yeah. Well, it says, this is weird. It says hospital and then it says health centre. So it's, yeah.
Come on, Mirror journalists, get your act together.
I know. But if it was a hospital, that could technically not be a penis and it could be a baby coming out of a woman.
I guess so.
But yeah, I was looking at something and apparently people don't mind it. Like, they can't really tell anyway.
Like, who's looking at it from the air anyway?
Giants or something, but probably about that's it.
I think some people just look for offence and things.
To a giant, that'd be porn.
I don't want to think about that.
Because they can't print paper because they're too large.
Right, okay.
So he'd just have to look at it.
He stands really near to that health centre. And he also stands near to those fertility carvings on the sides of hills.
I don't know what that is.
You know they have the horses on the side of hills in the white chalk?
Oh, yeah.
They also have the fertility one, which is the man with the massive wang.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently conceiving couples should lie on it, not bang on it, for fertility or something. I don't know.
I heard that I think it might be the Uffington White Horse. If you stand in the middle of the eye, you would die.
What?
And like, I'm pretty sure I heard stories of people going over there to try and commit suicide to die, and then they just stand in the middle of the eye and nothing happens.
That's really horrible.
I don't know how someone could think that would be the case, that you can go there and you'll magically die.
No, that's made me feel all weird now and I don't like it.
Well, just don't go there then.
I know, but just oh God, no, that's made me feel really weird. Can we go back to talking about penises?
Okay.
I'm a lot more comfortable with that.
Okay, so this health centre / hospital, apparently it is a thing that exists. What else would you reckon that there should be Yeah, so you got the hospital that is like shaped like that.
Like a person.
Yeah. What would it be really cool to have, like, a hospital in the shape of? Or like some sort of building?
A library in the shape of a book, but that's kind of a rectangle, isn't it? So maybe not. Yeah.
Well, it depends if it's an open book. So if it looks like, you know, like when you stand a book on its side and then leave the book open so the pages fan out.
Yeah, that could kind of work. A cats and dogs home in the shape of a cat and or dog.
So if different animals lived in various parts of it, like...
Yeah.
In the tail, things with tails was.
Yeah.
And then, like, on the back, it's things that maybe might have wings.
Maybe, yeah.
Where the toes are, it'll be things that don't have legs, so snakes and shit.
That's correct. Shit does not have legs.
No. And then nearer the mouth end... is animals that are mostly head.
Like what?
Like crocodile?
I suppose technically a giraffe is mostly head, isn't it? That's head and neck.
No, that would be in the neck area.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
No, I was thinking of like an animal that maybe is just mostly a mouth and not anything else.
Like a leech?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Well, I suppose they could do leeches there. We're probably going on about this too much now.
Yeah. And the only other thing I was thinking would be a park in the shape of a tree.
Yeah, that would be nice.
That would be nice, yeah.
Yeah. What we do is have sex with rodents.
I scripted that when we get round to it. Oh, my funny has run out early.
Ah.
I don't think my funny was ever here tonight.
Well, you were a bit...
And I'm saying funny, not fanny, by the way.
Wow, that's there all the time.
A constant companion. Or a constant cunt companion. Not the funny part, guys. Don't worry.
That's put me off now.
I threw you off with constant companion, yes. Didn't I?
Yeah.
Sorry.
A visual thing happened.
Did you have an idea of me being like Paris Hilton and just carrying my cunt around in a handbag?
No, but now, thank you.
But you are.
Because of that thing.
Don't get too close, you might bite. Vagina denta.
We haven't got...
Have you seen the film Teeth? It's very good.
I haven't. I've heard about it.
It's good. You should watch it.
Oh, wait, hang on. I think I saw a film... Because that's a remake. I think I saw the original one.
Oh, okay.
Because the...
No, the remake's pretty good.
Oh, okay. I can't remember where I was at now.
Sorry, we were talking about me carrying my cunt around in a handbag.
Yeah, I was going to say, actually, vagina teeth are a thing, though, aren't they?
Well, it's... Well, they're not... You say it like it's a fashion accessory.
Well, no, it's not like the modern trend.
Oh, it is
trend.
A thing, isn't it? Like, fringes are a thing.
Some people can get them in their fanny area. Fanny vagina place area.
You probably did some research after watching Teeth.
Hmm. It's making me think I should do the thing again, but I'm not going to.
The what?
The research.
No, I'm going to... Hang on.
But they weren't, like, bitey teeth. They were just there. Not like how I imagine teeth is about, which is probably about biting a cock off.
Vagina dentata. It's only in rare instances, so don't worry, men.
Mm.
It's fine. It's only if a dermoid cyst... is there, and they're able to mature into teeth, bones, or hair. That means you could have hair growing out of your vagina.
Wow. It happens around it, so...
But, like, hair coming out of your vagina?
Yeah, that'd be weird, I guess. I don't know. I don't have one.
It would just look like a tampon string.
Well, see...
This is possibly the most uncomfortable conversation we've had.
Well, see, I don't have one.
Oh, good for you.
But I can imagine... Just imagine if your cock had teeth. That'd be odd. You could eat the things you didn't like.
Would they just
be
in like the Jap's eye?
Yes. Yeah. Or you could.
This is horrendous. Yeah.
Shall we move on?
It would climb up the hair.
What? It'd be like a proper kiss though, because they both got teeth.
It would be like in Rapunzel. All fair maiden, let down your hair.
Well, and it's all dangling from out there, and it's like, sorry, I've got a problem.
Yeah, she plaits it. Just so it's really... This is horrendous. This is awful. We're never going to be featured again.
Are we going to be featured
again?
I bet
Russell Brand is not discussing vagina dentata and penises with teeth on his podcast. Or if he does...
He's got it from us.
I think he is listening into material. Yeah. Have you recovered?
Yes, I think so.
It's going to ruin the film Tangled for me now.
It would be sucking it like noodles, wouldn't it?
Oh, stop now.
Sorry.
The cunt funny vagina place gets 2 thumbs up from me.
I have learned that I must have a boy child
called Tripton.
Of my own in the future called Tripton. The only way that would be better is if I married someone whose surname was Over, and then I double barreled the surnames to make it Tripton Fell Over.
Or Off.
Under.
Yeah.
Any sort of directional word.
Yeah.
Or
I thought Tripton Flew.
Affle could work. Tripton Falafel. Or if you're going slightly more X-rated, Atio. You can make your own joke out of that.
See, I get worried that my last name could get split up.
Robbing sons.
I can either be a Robin son, like my dad is calling me a Robbing son.
Right.
Or I am a son of a Robin.
Right, okay.
But I think that's how names work as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like they're names come around because of like their trades or something.
Yeah.
What would your trade have been?
Oh.
What's a fella?
If you fell something, you knock it over.
Mm.
So you would fell a tree.
So you could either come from a family of lumberjacks or
a mountain
or a very clumsy family.
Yeah. You're very good at doing it, Johnny.
I know. Dig it, brother. Dig it, sister. Just like a bus, I missed ya.
What?
Dig it, brother. Dig it, sister. Just like a bus, I missed ya.
What is that?
It's a trendy rap song.
It's not.
It is.
It's
yeah,
not.
Yeah.
Have you heard the new Bump and Grind version that they've done? It's awful.
I have, yeah. Wasn't it on Zane Lowe or something?
It's really bad.
Mm.
Like, it's really bad. And I'm not saying bad as in good.
Doesn't it keep repeating? No.
It's just awful.
Hmm.
And I really like the song, and it's just awful.
Well, the original song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My fondness for that song is well documented.
Yes.
But it's just awful. That's just the main bit of the song.
Well, I think there's loads of songs that have been ruined recently just because they could do it.
Let's not get into that now because we're meant to be closing the podcast.
I've been Johnny Robinson and I'll still be Johnny Robinson when this podcast is finished.
Still Zoe Fell. Don't plan on changing my name. Don't plan on doing a crime and having to go incognito.
Mm. And the police
witness protection.
Yeah. If you could have a different name though, like on that, and they let you choose your name, what name would you have?
I don't know, but my middle name would be Danger. Like, legitimately.
I would probably call myself something Spanish because it sounds glamorous.
Jesus?
Yeah.
Spoke Jesus, obviously.
Yeah, or, No, I could be called Juan. Juan.
Could you be called Juan Cornese?
Yeah, Juan.
Just Juan. Just Juan Cornese.
Yeah.
Brilliant. That's a fine way to end, isn't it?
Indeed. All right then. So that was a podcast. Bye!